Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I never meant to lie.
another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was Babyface, Never Keep His Secrets. And I want to say today, my co-host Chris, thank him for being on the show. And I want to say hi to Chris at this moment. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you today, Terry?
I'm doing wonderful, darling. And I also want to say hello to all of my listeners in Hawaii, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Cameroon and Nigeria, Africa, Australia, France, Germany, India. I got a whole list here. Russia, Iraq, Peru, Singapore, Pakistan, Senegal, Australia. And I just thank everybody for tuning in because, you know, who would have thought a few years ago that I got such a wide global listening audience, and I appreciate that. But our guest tonight is going to be so interesting to talk to because we just had Hurricane Irma come through, and the people had Hurricane Harvey that destroyed Texas and Louisiana. But this one came up past Cuba and everything and tore up parts of Florida and it flooded. But I want to welcome right now at this time my special guest, Mr. Philip Robinson. How you doing, sir?
I'm best. Thank you, my dear.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. I don't know, but, you know, everybody, and I know I was riveted to the TV watching the news because they were talking about a Category 5, and it only had been 3 that had hit the United States. And so when you heard that, you know, I'm sure your family was saying, get out, run, run, you know. But, you know, I would have done that for my family, you know, to get the hell out and move. But tell me why. You know, because like the mayor and the governor said in Florida, he said, we can rebuild homes, but we can't rebuild lives. Tell me why you stayed.
Because I was a friend. Like, I wouldn't leave them in a time of need when they need me here for guidance to help them out because they were like older elder folks, you know. They need somebody there to make sure they come through it all right, you know, be the support to them, you know. But it was a devastating storm from Florida Key all the way up to Florida, Jacksonville. But people hunkered down and did what they had to do, you know. We came out strong. A lot of people were out lights and power and stuff, you know, phone, water and stuff. But hey, you know what? We as Americans are strong people. We're going to survive no matter what. We will stand
Amen.
Up and rise again.
That's right.
So
we will rise. So at this time, I'm going to have my co-host, Chris. He got a question for you.
I was just wondering, did you lose anything from the hurricane? Did you still have your house and stuff?
Just power and food. The power of food and been hot, you know. Other than that, I keep my faith in God, and God this is what me through like, once again, because this ain't the first one. I don't think it would be the last one. I've been through Wilma, Andrew, you name it. I've been through a lot of storms in my lifetime, you know. But one time I was even a little kid, didn't know what the storm was, and playing in the storm, and then grabbed a firefighter, grabbed me about buying egg. Grab me inside the building, we'll be back. So now I know what a storm is, you know. Ain't for no fun the game, you know. When you leave, you back away, you know. Everybody can't be as lucky, you know.
Yeah, you're very lucky.
And I saw people out there trying to take pictures before it really came ashore, and they were talking about the swells was above the sea level, you know, and I saw how Miami and everything was flooded out the next day. And you in Fort Lauderdale, which is like maybe a half hour to get to Miami, y'all so close. So, you know,
yes.
I don't get it, you know. And you're right about one thing. You got to have faith in God, you know, because when it's your time, it's your time. But I was scared, and I was praying for all of y'all from the victims of Irma and Harvey. So go ahead, Chris. Go ahead and ask your question, darling, and then we'll take a little small break.
Well, my question is, Philip, what outside of Irma, I mean, I know we're interviewing you because you survived Hurricane Irma, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I'm 65 years old, just turned 65, you know, black female, black male, excuse me, black male.
Black female. So, what you say?
No, I didn't say don't get sorry about that. I'm the first time to be on radio. Black male. I'm gay, so you know. But you know, my life is in an open book, so nothing people can say will scare me off or turn me away. But I like people, you know. People, it's my life, you know. If I help, you know, been clean 17 years from drugs and alcohol, so I don't have no advice but eating and cooking, you know. Other than that. I like dressing and looking good, you know. Other than that, I'm all right. I'm right, you know, with my life, you know. It could be better, but hey, it is what it is. What it is.
That's awesome, yeah.
Well, on that note, with Mr. Robinson saying he was a black female, I'm going to break. We'll be back.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is it? Why is he in my house?
Jesus.
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my
girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, the wind and the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnt out star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I can't lie. When I first kissed you, the best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets, another face in the crowd, head looking down.
Baby!
stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea.
Terry just brought up your brother who survived surgery. Are you close to your brother?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, when somebody say brain surgery, that's a little scary, man. You know, and I'm so grateful that he survived it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta have faith in God, because he brings you through when you least expect it. He got his first and last. He's the Alpha and Omega. So nothing coming for him.
That I am God. Well, Mr. Robinson, let me ask you a question. How much preparation time did y'all take? You said you had your friend Cookie there and a senior citizen. And now you say you're 65.
Yeah.
So how old was the other elderly person?
One was like 75, one was 80, and one was like 63, but there was older age people, but they were well off, but we didn't want them to be by themselves, in the home by themselves, because we don't know what they had over there. So we got water, food, and stuff, nice and cooking stove. Everything we need for just take the power went off, we could get put water in the bathtub to get for drinking or for cooking stuff in there, you know. But toilets, we just had toilet go out. We couldn't have no water, so we prepared for everything. You know, got all that we need. Just we had access, got band-aids, all kinds of stuff. You know, but they kids stuff and just plan ahead. You know, be prepared. You know, but we came out all right. But I think about all the other people who didn't make it that well, planned that well, because they were so they wasn't gonna be that bad. But it turned out to be worse than they, some people like. The schools are closed down here until Monday, you know. We were out late for four days, you know. But people, I'm not worried about me, but too much. I'm worried about the other people who in their home and see assistance in their homes who they need more care, you know. I worry about them. My prayer go out to them, because it's hard to lose a family member, you know, because of heat. It's so hot in there, you can't get no air conditioning, you know.
Yeah, I heard that on the news. They said one of the generators stopped working, and 8 people died because of heat, you know, and it was in a nursing home. So, oh, my God. You know, our church was even praying for those that, you know, died because of the different side of Irma. You know, Irma caused the problem, and then because the generators and stuff stopped working, 8 people lost their life, you know, and they survived Irma, but didn't survive, you know, the conditions where they were staying. So, Well, God bless you, Mr. Robinson, for, you know, taking in elderly people, you know, not knowing what y'all are going to come up with. So I'm going to let Chris ask you his question. I know Chris want to ask you about what kind of things can people do, not just for hurricanes, but what can they do to prepare. But I'm going to let Chris ask that question himself.
Yeah, Philip. Yeah, Philip. What would you, for all the listeners out there, what would you say to people who how do you prepare for something like a hurricane, like Hurricane Irma?
Well, get the window lock down. Get some water. Get some food. Some food that won't burn. Stuff you know you can eat for a couple of days. before the first day, if a storm coming or a hurricane coming, go out and buy all stuff you need right now. Don't worry about pitch and pennies. Buy what you need. Stop being cheap. Cause life is more important to live life. So if you don't, I'll skip on the everything I need. I know I'm going to need. I'm going to buy flashlights, batteries, everything you need. You know, just prepared. Then you can get a list from the TV channel. They can give you a list of free, you know, you can go on internet, say what they get. Because I may be missing something, but tell you something. But just know what you need to survive a stay out in the bad weather for a couple of days, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Mr. Robinson, what does the people do who live down there, you might know some, who don't have a vehicle and they're in an apartment, home, or whatever? Where do they go when they want to evacuate and they don't have transportation? What kind of thing was put in place in Florida? Because I'm sure there, y'all had y'all local news and they probably told y'all what to do. But what do they do for people that don't have vehicles, you know, when they stuck?
Thank God for our president. He passed for this all way before it came. He had the National Guard, all the guards could come up and take people on buses to different locations, to school, to evacuation, where they need help back. He came and got them, you know. So
President Trump
we
did
don't
this?
Know. President Trump. So he did, I think for that. He
Buzz,
had, he
because
had, he said,
not popular in the media right now, but really? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, because he's like in Texas, you know. He put all these people together, you know, telling them what they need to do. He didn't want to lose no more lives due to no more hurricane or storm, you know. So that's what he did, you know. But I thank him for that, you know, because, you know, without his help, doing what he did, you know, a lot of people would be homeless and lost their lives because of this person. But thank God we didn't lose a lot of people. You mean, lose property, that can be replaced. But lives cannot be replaced, you know.
Amen.
So, but,
we're going to take another little small break and be right back in 2 and 2. So everybody stay with us. We're going to come back and talk to Mr. Robinson and find out what happened in his community. What did he see that the media didn't see because he's right there?
Real. Unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
At the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand that for me.
I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce, and then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, a bag in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, hug on, hey.
Take her to my mama's house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love light. Some of your time.
Well, welcome back to Unmask. That was Charlie Wilson, There Goes My Baby. Our guest tonight, Mr. Robertson, he is a survivor of the Hurricane Irma that came through. Now, thank God I have never had to live through something like that. But my question is to you, you survived, without no damage, probably, minimum at best. So were you in an area that FEMA decided that they could give people money for their loss? I mean, did you have to have physical damage, or could you have outside, damage, like water damage to your home or whatever? Did you qualify for FEMA?
I didn't need that right now, but I'm just thinking that I didn't have too much damage. Just a part of the side of the house came off. Other than that, it's fine. I live in a nice brick house, concrete house. Because you got to come through really, blow that down like a three piece.
Yeah.
Blow it, blow it down. But,
reminds me of that little nursery rhyme with a big bad wolf. He blew the first house down that was made of, what was it, a straw or whatever.
Straw.
Second house, what was it made out of? Sticks. But the third house, the little pig lived in, you couldn't blow it down because it was made out of brick. But good luck. No, you got to be in a brick house if you want to have minimum damage. But, okay, Chris, you can ask your question at this time.
Okay. Yeah, my question is, did you, prior to the hurricane coming, did you watch a lot of the news?
Yes. I watched the news. Yeah. I kept it on 24/7. It didn't go off. I would hear everything. I don't want to miss nothing. So, in case somebody missed something, I could tell them what's going on. You know, but other than that, it just fine. I think people in Fort Lauderdale and Florida pulled together because I'm just so grateful because. I'm so grateful for the people here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, because when time give up, they get going and then take care of this fellow man. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't looting, breaking in because the natural guard out there. And the sheriff out there, if you want to rob, we lock you up. They ain't playing. They ain't not gonna play with you. No, because it was serious. No, we want to tell me what your own neighborhood, we lock you up. But
you know, I noticed that on the news, a lot of people came up towards where I live at, to Columbus, Georgia, and the hotels were sold out. They couldn't find gas. And I saw the news where the police had to escort the gas into different gas stations that still had gas while people was trying to evacuate. And it tore my heart up because I saw people just pushing their vehicles on the side of the road. They had ran out. And then one guy, he was pushing his gas to the gas station, and then another guy got out and pulled a gun on somebody because they heard him and took his spot. You know, people was acting kind of crazy. I mean, what I saw in the news, and Chris, what did you see on the news that kind of got your attention?
Well, I watched a lot of CNN, and, Anderson Cooper was down there, and, he was down
mm-hmm.
there reporting everything. He was down there reporting everything, so I think he did a great job. That caught my attention, the way
he
reported it.
He did. I watched him as well. He did a great job. You know, and I got to admire those people that was out there through the thick of it trying to report what was going on. And you could see the wind blowing and they all wet and everything. But they did say that, you know, they had a cutoff before they had to leave. But I also heard, Mr. Robinson, that they had cut off, what was it, Highway 1 coming out of Florida. So if you didn't get out a certain time frame, y'all were stuck?
Yeah, because, you know, there were, I'm going to excuse my friend. Some people were assholes. When they tell you to leave, you live right in there and pass up the hurricane storm, get out. Because Florida was tore up from the floor. It was so much sad, water. People, got nice home. You walk to the I can buy me now the house. But they tell you to leave. When they tell you to leave. It's that
but
bad.
But you know, some of them said it was assholes, so they didn't evacuate. But damn, can I call you an asshole too? Because you stayed.
Yeah, because where else I'm going. I got a car. I'm gonna hunker down and do what I gotta do, you know. But some people want to be out in the storm taking pictures. They ain't taking pictures. I take pictures after it's over. I ain't want to take a picture.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree. I don't need to see no damn pictures of rain and water and you get blown away because those winds can literally pick a person up. Because if they can pick up boats and ship them and other kind of things and take off roofs off houses, they can pick you up and have you flying. You be thinking you are going to the Wizard of Oz, be caught up and stuff saying no place like home.
No place like home. No place
yeah, how about
like
home. That, Chris?
Yeah, that's right. No place like home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny, but I'm just so grateful that we had minimal damage because there's another place right before they got to Cuba called Barbudo, not Barbados, Barbudo. They got tore up. I mean, they just flattened them homes like it was nothing because at that point they were still Category 5. But didn't they say by the time it hit Florida, it had got reduced to a Category 3?
Yes, it did, but 3 is bad too. But hey, any storm is bad. If you're not prepared for it, any storm is bad. But I just pray that this, I don't know, I just made me so proud of Floyd, you know, reading. They came together when people needed something, they came together to get people who they had in them what they need to get prepared. So that's why I see a lot of people come together. You don't see a whole lot of people doing that today. People came together.
I know, but you know, that's sad that it takes a horrible situation for people to come together, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings. I was watching up here where they said this lady at Lowe's, she wanted a generator, and the last one was sold by the guy in front of her, and she just broke down crying, and she was saying that her dad was on oxygen, and he needed it, or he was going to die, and she was crying those big sobs. They showed her on TV crying, you know, and it kind of touched my heart, because the guy went over there and hugged her and gave him his. He said, no, you take it, you know, and that's the kind of thing that makes you feel good, that people can come together. You don't see color. You don't see nothing. You just see the need. And what happened was, Lowe's, when they finally got another shipment in, they gave him a new generator for free because they said they'd appreciate his kindness, you know. But that lady, you know, it made me want to cry. She just went over to the wall and she just started crying real loud, you know. And, you know, that just touched my heart. So, whew, you know, I'm so glad that that's over. I was really concerned that the other Hurricane Jose was going to come right behind it, but it stayed off land. And wow, my Lord. But okay, well, I'm running my mouth. I'll let Chris say what he needs to say.
Yeah. Well, Philip, or Mr. Robinson, I don't know really what to call you, but did you...
Don't call me late for dinner.
Huh?
He said, don't call him late for dinner.
I'm just joking, well, Greg.
Okay, my question is, would you recommend someone still come to Florida even though people are, you know, we're still battling the hurricane aftermath? Would you recommend people still come down there to Florida?
Oh yes, Florida is a pretty, pretty place to come to visit, to come and live. It's so nice, Florida. It's nice. You gotta come for yourself and stay for yourself. You got pretty beaches, hotel places, always something to do in Florida. So much to, I love Florida. That's why I moved down here 18 years ago, I moved down here. I love it. You know, I wouldn't change for the world. I love Florida. You know, the weather.
Yeah.
It don't get cold while I'm out women. The weather's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the weather's nice. My mom's best friend lived down there for years, and I've been down there. I haven't been down there in years, but I think it is very pretty down there. Yeah.
But you know, though, Chris and Philip, every place that has great weather, they also have a downside with different kind of Mother Nature issues, like California, brush fires, mudslides, earthquakes. You know.
Yeah.
You know that people in Texas and Florida, they known for hurricanes, you know. So I'm kind of glad I'm stuck here in Alabama, because it passed by. It just broke a little things on the outside of my house, but I'm still standing. I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah. I live in Ohio. We don't get a lot of hurricanes. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be blessed as well. But it's very sad that people who live in where hurricanes are. It's very sad. I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, and like in Oklahoma, Tornado Alley. They have a Kansas City, Oklahoma. They have tornadoes. When they say it's good weather, you know, there's always something funky going on. Now, when I was living in Baltimore, because I'm from Baltimore, they had blizzards, snow blizzards, you know, and that ain't nice either. When you got the snow come up to your waist, you can't get out your house. So it's a shame, you know. I don't know what to do. But like Mr. Robinson said, you know, when it's your time. You just got to hunker down and pray and have a relationship with Christ and try to get through it. My Lord. But anyway, I'm going to take a little small song break. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Yeah.
Neil, welcome back to Unmasked with author Terry Lowe and my co-host Chris Michael Ward. And our special guest tonight is Mr. Philip Robertson, and he's telling us what happened with being a survivor going through Hurricane Irma. So at this particular night, Mr. Robertson, you can give a personal shout-out because we're running out of time. We've got about 15 minutes on the clock, and we're going to wrap it up a little early. You give a personal shout-out, and then my co-host, Chris, can give a personal shout-out, and then we're going to take it home with a little bit of Weekend Earned It. So, Mr. Robertson, is there anyone you would like to call by name and tell them whatever, you love them, thank you, whatever the case may be?
To my friend Cookie, thank you for all that you done for me. To my friend Daryl, all that he does and do for me. And Jerome, and all the folks who bring the storm. If you want to make a donation, you got a police department. You can take food or monetary value to give it to, or Walmart. We still need help because we are just coming back, but we will survive. But anyway, the other people I'd like to say thank you. I can't think of no more because I'm so excited.
Right. Donation to Salvation Army. But that's a good thing you said, yeah. Mr. Robertson. You said we've been hit, but we are survivors, and we're coming back. You know, so some people have not even returned yet to see their property, but that's a good thing. You got to have that spirit that we're coming back. And my handsome co-host, Chris, anybody you want to give a shout-out to by name?
Yes, I'll give a shout-out to my nephew's mom, Megan, to all my grandparents, Teresa, Danny, and Larry, and to my sisters and my brother, which were not, they're not like
biological.
Yeah, they're not biological, but they're
okay,
but they're
spit
in the
it out, baby.
they're in the family. There's Devin, my brother, and my sisters Miranda, Lizzie, and Kelsey. And Kelsey lives in Florida, so Kelsey was hit by Hurricane Irma as well. She's doing fine though.
Whoa! So how she's making out?
They lost power, her and her mom, but I think they're doing well. Last I heard.
Oh, praise God! Thank you, Jesus. With that being said, I just want to give all honor to God who sustains me and keep me going. And I want you to come back next week at the same time at 7:30 because next week I'll guess. His parents, one is white, one is black. They went on an extensive crime spree, and he's going to tell that story, and it's going to be riveting. So he got a little bit more time on the air to talk, you know, and I'm giving him 2 hours because, oh, my Lord, the things that I'm going to be asking him. So thank you, Mr. Robertson, for taking this time out on this Friday when you could have been doing something else to hang out with me and Chris, and we so appreciate you. And, you know, once you've been on Unmasked, you can always come back because it becomes family.
Yes.
And, you know, some family don't have to be your biological bloodline. It could be the people that captured your heart, the people that show you love. That's your family because I got a lot of extended family just with my church members. So with that being said, baby, y'all don't drink and don't drive and don't do drugs because I got family members out on the highway. I don't want you running into them acting crazy. So, you know, think wise before you get behind that wheel. I want to say goodnight to you, Philip. Good night, Chris. And we're going to take it home with a little earned it by the weekend. Good night, everybody.
Bye,
y'all.
Like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. Yeah, 'cause girl, you're perfect. You're always perfect. find fun. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.